Imagine you were planning a surprise birthday for someone. Hey, it was my birthday during the week. I didn't get a surprise birthday party, which is probably a good thing. I turned 30, so, you know, it probably would have given me a heart attack. But imagine, you know, there's someone, you know, someone's got a birthday coming up. Our good friend Alex Coe. When is your birthday, by the way? When? The 14th of April.
With Ben.
With Ben. Yes. The twins. Finally, I figured this out. Thanks, Dad. Imagine you're planning a surprise birthday party for both Ben and Alex. It turns out you can't just plan one for one of them. You know, you've invited all the guests. You know, you've bought all the food. It's all cooked. You've got lots of photos up of Ben and Alex for when they were tiny. You got them off Graham. He's great like that. Everything is ready at the party. You've got the guests. They're all hiding behind the lounges. You know, they're ready to jump out and shout, "Surprise!" And then, as you're hiding behind one of the lounges, it dawns on you. You've forgotten one slightly important detail. You've forgotten to invite Ben and Alex to their own party. How would you feel? Don't you hate when you miss what is most important? I'm sure you've forgotten some fairly important things, you know. You've put the meal in the oven, you've come back half an hour later and you've realised you actually forgot to turn the oven on. You know, you've filled the kettle up, you've done the same thing, you haven't actually turned it on. We miss what is important all the time. What about Christianity? If you're here checking it out for the first time, you know, you want to know what's really important about Christianity. What separates Christianity from Buddhism or Islam? And if you're a Christian here who's been here for a while, well, what is the most important thing to believe? Wouldn't it be awful to have been a Christian for 20 years or more and to miss out on what is most important? Today is Easter Day. The day that Christians everywhere celebrate that Jesus was raised from the dead. And the Bible in many places, in every single gospel, talks about Jesus as the resurrected Son of God. So today we're going to be considering how important the resurrection is for Christians. Is this just something we can take or leave? Is it really important at all? And we're going to ask, why did Jesus have to rise? So please keep your Bibles open with me at 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to be starting at verse 12. This is where Paul is tackling the importance of the resurrection in his letter to the Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 12. After setting out the gospel, he asks, "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?" The people in Corinth had been arguing about the resurrection because in the Greek culture of the day, there was this spiritual belief that the body, the flesh, was corrupt. The body is what sinned. The inner spirit was good. The inner spirit was sinless. So you wanted to get rid of the flesh and you wanted to achieve some kind of spiritual nirvana. This is what the Greek culture of the day said. So for many people who heard that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he was raised in a fleshly body, well, it just didn't work in their minds. Well, you know, the fleshly is sinful and evil. How could God come back in one of those awful bodies? Surely he couldn't have risen again like that. No, it must be a metaphor. You know, he must be raised in our hearts. Or maybe Jesus keeps living on because we keep following his teaching. Many people in Paul's time found it difficult to believe that Jesus actually came back to life in a physical body. But it wasn't just then. People are still unconvinced about a man coming back to life. I read recently from a bishop in England, in the English church. He was part of a survey of bishops in his area, and one of the questions was about the resurrection of Jesus. Most of the bishops said that they believed in Jesus' resurrection. And of those, some said that it didn't really matter whether it was a physical resurrection or just a spiritual one. That's today in the church, and this is bishops. Not even all of them agreed that Jesus was resurrected in some form, and only some of them believed that Jesus resurrected into a body. Closer to home, as Alex was talking about before, a survey has just been done of Australians, 1,000 random Australians. 52% of people said that they believe in the Christian God, the Creator God, but only 21% said that they believed that the resurrection happened. Many people are happy to believe that there's an all-powerful God who made the world, but a man coming back to life, this just seems a stretch too far. Many people in Paul's time and today find the idea of a literal resurrection unpalatable. So if it's such a contentious issue, should we just dismiss it? How important is it really? Are we able to be on the fence about this issue like so many in the church have been? Well, let's have a look at what Paul says from 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 13. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. Your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Paul says, if Jesus didn't rise in a body, if the Christ didn't rise, Christianity is a complete waste of time. And he gives us seven reasons that we've just seen why Christianity with a dead Christ is a waste of time. I'm gonna go through these fairly quickly and then come back to them. Stay with me. Firstly, if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then all preaching, all saying that Jesus did rise from the dead is a total waste of time. It's a waste of time for me to be up here preaching about it. It's a waste of time for you to be there listening to me preaching about it. It's a waste of time to tell your friends that Jesus was raised from the dead. It's even a waste of time to eat hot cross buns because they've got a cross on it, the symbol that Jesus died on the cross and was raised to life. If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, preaching is a total waste of time. Secondly, if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then having faith in him is futile and in vain. Believing anything Jesus had to say is a total waste because he continually said that he was going to die and he was going to rise again. So if that didn't happen, how can we believe anything he said? We can't believe anything he said about God, anything he said about God's kingdom. We can't trust Jesus if he wasn't raised from the dead. Thirdly, if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead and we go around saying he was, we're lying. We're lying about what God has done. We're misrepresenting the God of heaven. Fourthly, if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then Jesus is not innocent. Nothing proves that he was sinless. If Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, well, that obviously proves that he had to pay for his own sins. He can't deal with anyone else's sins if he's still in the grave. If Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, then we are stuck in our sin and nothing can deal with it. Fifthly, if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, there is no resurrection of the dead for anyone. No one at all. We will never meet our loved ones that have died and have gone to be with the Lord. Sixthly, If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, then there is no hope for any of us after this life. We will have to pay for our sins against God. We will have to be punished. There is no hope for us. And finally, Paul says that if we're following a man who wasn't raised from the dead, we are like fools and we should be pitied. If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, there is no Christianity. You're wasting your time being here at church. There is just no point that you're here. You know, sure, we make some good coffee. Thank you, Mark, for making it. You know, the music's not bad. But let's be honest. You know, we're a strange bunch of people. We're sitting in a fairly stale building, and you guys are looking at some guy with a ginger beard. You know, it's just a waste of time. If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, you'd be way better off doing something different. You know, as Paul says a little bit later on, eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. You know, if Christ wasn't raised, you may as well spend your Sunday nights watching a movie. Go out. I hear the Miranda Gold class has just opened. Have dinner with your friends. Go outside and jump in a puddle for all I care. If Jesus was just a Jewish rabbi who got a big following, but he died on a cross and then was put in a tomb and his body has rotted away, we are all wasting our time. If the Christ wasn't raised from the dead, there is no Christianity. So how important is the resurrection to Christianity? Is it just something we can take or leave? An added bonus? Not at all. Resurrection is the foundation of Christianity. Remember that reading that Joe read for us at the very start from the book of Matthew. There were two Marys, and there was Mary Magdalene and another Mary. They went to Jesus' tomb to make sure that he was buried properly. They were going to anoint him with nice-smelling things because as a corpse, his body was going to start smelling soon. But they are confronted with an angel who tells them that Jesus has risen, just as he said. Do you remember the response of the Marys? The women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Jesus' resurrection is not just a blip on the radar. It caused them to believe everything that Jesus had said. They weren't just running with joy because Jesus was raised in their hearts or because he continued to live on in his teachings. They saw the tomb. His body was not there. He who had been dead for 3 days was alive. The resurrection is the foundation of Christianity. So what does it mean then if Jesus did actually rise from the dead? If we believe the testimony of the witnesses who saw him raised after the tomb, what is the importance of the resurrection? You know, why did he have to die and rise? Do you remember those 7 reasons that Paul gave why Christianity is a waste of time with a dead Christ? You know, preaching is a waste. Faith is futile. We lie about God. We're stuck in our sins. There's no resurrection. We have no hope and we should be pitied. Well, if Christ was raised from the dead, the opposite of those are actually true. The opposite. And then we have 7 reasons why Christianity is worthwhile and eternally valuable because of a risen Christ. I'm going to go through them again fairly quickly. Firstly, because Jesus was raised from the dead, our preaching is not in vain. Proclaiming the good news that Jesus died and rose so that we could be right before God is not a waste of time. Telling your friends about him is not a waste of time. Even hearing this very sermon is not a waste of time. Secondly, because Jesus was raised from the dead, our faith is not useless. If Jesus was raised from the grave, just as he said would happen, we should believe all he said about God. Thirdly, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we're actually not lying about God. We have a privileged position to tell people about God's plan for salvation. Fourthly, because Jesus has been raised from the dead, God has overturned the decision of Pilate that Jesus was guilty, deserving of death. God has shown that Jesus is innocent. His death can actually deal with our sins. If we believe in Jesus and ask for forgiveness, our sin has been dealt with. We are not stuck in our sins. They have been taken care of. Our slates have been wiped clean, and we are as white as snow. Fifthly, because Jesus has been raised, we know that we will meet those who have gone to be with the Lord ahead of us. We can look forward to the day when we will meet our Saviour and our God and be reunited with our loved ones. Because if Jesus has been raised, then our loved ones and we too will be raised. Sixthly, because Jesus was raised, we have a hope that this life, it's not all that there is. Our life is not just about seeking pleasures here and now. We have an eternal hope. And finally, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we should not be pitied. We should be envied. We have an envious position as people who know the great God and Creator. And we get to be loved by Him like a father. These are the reasons why Jesus had to rise. His resurrection is what kicks off Christianity. It's the pull cord on the whippersnipper that brings spiritual change. It's the send button to the email of good news going out to the nations. It's the validation of the ticket to eternity with the Father. Jesus' resurrection is the most important part of Christianity. It's not just one interesting part amongst others. It's the most important. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we're stuffed as people. But because Jesus did indeed rise, all those promises are true. Don't miss out on the importance of Jesus' resurrection. When my parents moved out 12 years ago, this happened to me. I missed out on the importance of something. We were living down in Wollongong. My parents were moving out and going to the Hills District. And my brother and I were moving into a unit together. And my mother had emptied out her freezer and given a whole lot of things to us as she was moving. And she'd given us some pastry shells. So for the first meal, I thought I'd cook something simple and awesome, like a quiche. Now, it might not sound awesome, but it's bacon. You know, you can't go wrong with bacon. Amen? Yes. Bacon, egg, tomato, you know, so I cut these up, whipped them all up, it's looking good. Then I pull the pastry shell out of the freezer. And it turns out it was a sweet pastry shell. Yeah, all the old people are laughing. Yeah, I had no idea. Pastry's pastry, right? Like you put things in pastry, you cook it and you eat it. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that, Michael. So I thought, you know, sweet pastry is good. This filling looks good. 1 + 1 = delicious. What's the problem? So I chucked it in, put it in the oven. 20 minutes later, it was ready. And there was a confusing smell of a delicious sweet pie and egg and bacon wafting out of the oven. How bad could it be? I love both these things. But unfortunately, I missed out on the importance of having the right pastry. And the combination of sweet and savoury nearly made my brother and I vomit. There are painful and dangerous consequences when we miss out on what is important. More important than a meal that might make you throw up, you might miss out on the importance of the single most important event in mankind. When God overturned the power of sin and death, when God overturned the corrupt decision of Pilate's court and decreed that his son is innocent, when God raised his son to life, the first fruit of eternal life, showing that all who follow his son will have life. If you miss out on the most important part of Christianity, it's not Christianity at all. You end up following a dead man who who is of no consequence. If you aren't a follower of Jesus, tonight, let me urge you to consider the importance of the resurrection for yourself. Will you believe what the Bible says about Jesus being raised from the dead? For those of us who are followers of Jesus here, there are many things that distract us from what is most important. We get caught up in arguments about minor things. You know, we get into arguments about music. It's too slow, it's too fast, it's too quiet, it's too loud. We spend a lot of time thinking about the things we sit on, pews, chairs. You know, how exactly I want to worship God. This is how I think I can serve him. A lot of these need to be considered, but they clog up our brain space and push out what is most important. We forget the magnitude of a dead man who walked out of the grave 3 days later. When people ask about 6 p.m. church at St. Aidan's, are they going to say, oh, look, you know, they have lovely hot chockies, they've got wonderful coffee, you know, they've got a great drummer, and look, they're really welcoming people? Or will they say that we as a church are on about the risen Lord Jesus, who lives and reigns today? Don't miss out on what is most important at Easter, the risen Son of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you sent your Son, who not only died, but he is the one that you raised from the dead. Father, thank you that it is only through his resurrection that we know that he was innocent, that we know that he can deal with our sins, and that because of this we can know you. Father, in all the busyness of life, help us not forget what is most important about what you have said to us in your word. Help us remember that we follow a man who was raised from the dead, your Son who is God. Help us do that this week and every week. Amen.